are these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Friday, time for the movies. Movie day on the Takeaway. Movie date with our team. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for the Takeaway, also co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Hi John.
An interesting mix today. Let's start with, I guess it's a date movie, right? Admission, would you call this a date movie, a rom-com?
I would say the most of all three of these movies, it is a date movie, yes.
All right, a Tina Fey movie called Admission. Here's a clip.
I'm sorry, so you're just this single dad traveling the world with his kid doing good?
God, well, when you put it like that, it just sounds so appealing. But I have that on a t-shirt, actually. Single dad traveling the world with his kid doing good. You could borrow it someday if you'd like.
I'm not sure people would believe it on me.
Is this a laugh riot or really a more of a mushy, schmaltzy premise, Kristen?
There's a lot going on in this movie, actually. Tina Fey is an admissions officer at Princeton. She takes a great joy in denying overqualified applicants. And yet, in her real life, she realizes that maybe she needs to admit more people into her heart when she meets this man, played by Paul Rudd, who's a single dad, and the young man that he mentors, who he's trying to usher into Princeton.
So is this an emotional movie or just a Tina Fey laugh vehicle, Rafer?
It's much more of a mushy schmaltzy, as you were saying, for Tina Fey. I personally didn't really think it works. I've kind of been waiting for Tina Fey to find her perfect leading man. You know, so far she's had Greg Kinnear and Steve Carell, who I don't really think brought out the, much electricity in her. Paul Rudd comes a little closer. He's pretty good, but I just don't really feel like there are a lot of sparks being thrown off in this film.
So, Kristen, do you think Tina Fey is a Katharine Hepburn looking for a Tracy?
I don't know if I'd quite go there. Rafer compared her earlier to Rosalind Russo, which I thought was a good comparison.
That's a good comparison.
And I actually find her so enjoyable in whatever she does. I don't know if she's great as a romantic lead necessarily, but I think that even though this movie is messy, even though it's all over the place, even though you can't quite tell from moment to moment if it's a career woman versus family woman movie, if it's an intergenerational conflict movie, if it's a romance, despite all of that messiness, I still really enjoyed the movie.
You're so rooting for her that you can't be objective. No, you really liked it.
And I was rooting for her,
right,
too,
all right,
of course.
Very good.
Yes.
Let's go to the action movie, the action option this weekend. We're back to 1812. Looks like the White House is on fire with Olympus Has Fallen.
We have contact from inside the White House. Trace confirms it's the president's sat phone.
Put it through. Mr. President?
Negative.
Identify yourself.
Oscar Zulu, 309er.
Jesus, Banning? Where are you?
In the Oval Office. There's a president in the bunker.
Is that Morgan Freeman I'm hearing there taking over for a president in an undisclosed location, Rafer?
Yes, it is. It is indeed. You know, you mentioned 1812. We're actually back in 1988. This is Die Hard at the White House. And I'm not kidding. This is the exact same movie, beat for beat, explosion for explosion as Die Hard. Personally, I rather enjoyed it for the ripoff that it was. I kind of thought it had some pretty good action, and if you're stealing from a great movie, you're probably going to wind up with something at least halfway decent.
Kristen, I got to figure this is right up your alley,
oh,
huh?
Oh, John, yeah. You know me so well. Not. Yeah. No. This movie, yes, it is a ripoff of Die Hard, but unlike Die Hard, it's not smart. It's not clever. It's very loud. There's lots of shooting, which you expect from a shoot 'em up movie, but it's not smart enough to really engage me or I'm sure it's smart enough to engage some people who don't need this movie to be smart, but I needed it to be smarter.
All right. We're going to get back to the Morgan Freeman issue in a moment, but let's talk about the Croods. Here's a clip.
Ah, the sun is in his hands.
No, it's fire. Where did it come from?
He made it.
Make some for me.
It doesn't come out of him.
Make it.
You know, you're a lot like your daughter.
Oh, great. Now he's broken.
Animated movie, Kristen, this is Prometheus meets the Flintstones.
It is like the Flintstones, but it's actually quite a bit more like Ice Age Continental Drift. It's about a caveman father, overly protective of his family, doesn't ever want them to leave the cave. He has a daughter who's more rebellious than he would like. She actually just wants to see the world. He tries to stop her, but when the world starts to fall apart, she moves out into the world and chases this boy. The family follows her. This boy is more evolved. And soon they realize it's not just about caveman might. It's also about maybe human brains.
It's getting good reviews. Did you like this?
I thought it was awful. It was not funny. It was really loud. The slapstick humor was not enjoyable in the least. I just found it irritating.
All right. On the way out, why is Morgan Freeman the person that Hollywood turns to save America and the planet in times of woe? Listen to this.
The wave hit Europe and Africa, too. Millions were lost. Countless more left homeless. But the waters receded.
What is it about Morgan Freeman, whether you're a penguin or his cellmate in Shawshank Redemption? What is it, Rafer?
Whether you're a human and he's God and Bruce Almighty?
Exactly. That's another one. That's another one.
The list could go on. Nelson Mandela. I mean, there are so many. I don't know. I think it's all in the voice. It's all in that rich, creamy, authoritative voice that just sounds like it's coming from somewhere out in the universe, you know, laying down the commandments. There's something biblical about it, and he does it well.
Well, you know, Reagan was president. Would Morgan Freeman ever run for office? You don't know the answer to that, but Kristen, would you vote for him?
I would love it if Morgan Freeman were president. I would love that. Although my favorite movie president is actually Billy Bob Thornton in Love Actually.
Oh, my God. Again, we learn about Kristen Meinzer here in the Movie Date segment. All right. Well, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
In just a moment, as the recent Onion headline reads, find the things you're most passionate about, then do it on nights and weekends for the rest of your life. We're going to talk with two people who were not able to live their dreams, but they're trying their hardest. Do you have a dream or a passion that you've put on the back burner in order to have a more sustainable career?
I am actually living my dream. I'm a charter boat captain on a sailboat in the Florida Keys and the Bahamas. And so what more could I ask for? I get to take people out sailing, snorkeling, fishing, and live here and experience the most beautiful part of the world.
Bruce, living his dream in the Florida Keys. Chase in Fort Worth is not quite there yet.
I was traveling around Texas broadcasting high school football games, chasing my dream of being the play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Cowboys. And I proposed to my then-girlfriend, so we decided that the travel demands for the job and the low pay just weren't suitable for a young marriage, so I took an office job. The girl and I parted ways, but the job's still here.
We'd love to hear your play-by-play, Chase. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. There's much more at thetakeaway.org.